Commissioners Court for Monday, May 12th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get started. Okay, this is the meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice of open meeting, 12th day of May, 2025 at 9 o'clock a.m. We'll start with the invocation. Scott, lead us forward.
Father, we come to you in prayer today. We just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, glorious day, the gift of another day of life. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here today and to serve the county. And we pray that you give us wisdom and understanding in all the choices and decisions we have to make. We give you thanks, Lord, for the place we get to live and the people we get to do life with. Thank you for our state and our nation. And we pray for all of our friends and allies all across this world. I pray that you'd help us here in Franklin County to look after and take care of one another as well. We love you. Thank you for loving us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Let's do our pledges. Okay, flag first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Right, thank you. All right. We have all kinds of meetings today. We've got today and this morning and this afternoon at 2. And then this evening we're going to meet with the city after their meeting at City Hall tonight. So we've got a long day ahead of us and everything. Any comments from anybody? Also, if you would get to a spot on here that you'd like to speak, just raise your hand. We'll let you speak during that time if something pops up. We did have some changes. I talked to the county attorney this morning. We got confused on some stuff. Opening awards of external audit services. They forgot to put open this morning, so they put it on the 2 o'clock. But we can open them, but we just can't take action because it says workshop. It's workshop only. It should have been a second, but that was just a confusion. So what we can do is we can open them this afternoon and look at them and then come back on a different meeting day to take action on who our outside audit will be. Clear as mud?
Right.
Okay. Okay, agenda item number one, considering to take action to approve the minutes for the April 28, 2025 regular session and April 28 workshop session.
Move to approve the minutes.
So, okay, got a motion to second and discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize the payments. Paris.
The amount submitted for your approval is $161,354.72.
Okay, are there any questions over that? Got a motion to approve it?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to award. We're going to have to, I need a motion to table it till 2 o'clock to open the external audit for 2 o'clock. Okay, got a motion to table till 2 p.m. this afternoon to open the audits. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. So, okay. Number four, consider and take action to award the phones, internet, and alarm monitoring proposals.
And I'll defer that to the, she's the one that did all the calling and.
So okay.
I put a spreadsheet in y'all's packets. Just to show the price comparisons, recommend we stay with Vested for phones. If we go with Peoples, we have a large upfront cost. If we want the monthly to be cheaper, but if we don't do that, then the monthly is more expensive than Vested. The internet, Peoples, and then the alarm monitoring, KB, which would allow us to have all of our alarm monitoring under one vendor. And he just came in a little cheaper than Peoples.
All right. The Vested would not have the $16,000 upfront fee. And that's a big hit.
And she did say if we wanted to upgrade her phones at any time, that would be no charge.
Okay. Would you like the same thing? Anybody else here from, I know she's here from.
I just want to say thank you for trusting us for the last 3 years with your phone service, and we really do look forward to serving you in the next 3 years. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Okay. Anybody got anything? Any questions?
Okay. On these phones that we have now, when you put it on speaker or hands-free, people can't hear us. Is there something that can fix that, or is there a better?
Absolutely. Have you dialed HELP from there and let our tech guys know so that they can fix it?
That's too bad.
That is one of the parts, that's one of the advantages that you have invested networks. You dial HELP, a Texan answers and speaks Texan, and will fix it while you're on the phone.
Okay, so they can make that adjustment?
They can. I can't. I'm not techie. But I know the techie guys, they'll answer and they'll
make it. Well, it's mainly in dispatch, though, when they answer, they got folks to play through and they'll put it on, try to put it on speaker. And Mike, I'm taking off speaker is what I tell them.
I get it. So yeah, just have them text, or dial HELP and see if or maybe we need to change out the phone. Just let us know what we need to do and we'll get it fixed.
Thank you.
Beth, let me say, okay, the phones would be vested, internet alarm would be people's, correct?
Internet would be people's, alarm would be KB.
Okay, I'm sorry. So that's your recommendation?
Yes.
Right. Say it again.
So phones would be vested, internet we'd stay with people's, and then alarm we'd go with KB.
Okay. Anybody else? Do I have a motion to take that recommendation?
Yes. Based upon that recommendation, I make a motion to award the phone here and alarm.
What Beth said.
Okay. You got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, thank you. Number five, consider take action to approve sale of airport hangar from Theodore Bergdorf to Royal Investment. Rafley.
Yes,
investments.
Yes.
There you go. That's just moving the sale. That's what you have to approve in the Commissioner's Court.
Move to approve the sale.
Second. Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action to approve airport tenant lease agreement for
Rafley
Investments, LLC.
And what that is, guys,
it's
the lock ground lease for the hangar.
Move to approve the lease for the hangar.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve interlocal agreement for tax collection. Melissa? Oh, there you are.
Nothing's changed until we meet with Richard and Marlon. We're going to talk about it next year on the cost per parcel instead of the 1%.
As opposed to the percentage?
Yep.
But it's been kind of crazy this first quarter.
He's rewrote the contract. Nothing's changed.
Oh, there you are. You're on the front row. There you are.
Just for clarity's sake on it, all the new additions in it are just to meet the requirements of the Interlocal Agreement Act. Okay. Everything is just purely statutory. The functions of it are completely the same.
Okay. All right, anybody have any questions? Do you have a motion?
Can you name the entities so that everybody's aware that these tax agreements are with?
Obviously each one will have a different contract, but it's all of your cities, your schools, Mount Vernon, Winsboro ISD.
Sotsville, Sulphurville ISD.
And Mount Vernon ISD, your cities, and the county itself, which you don't need a contract with yourself to collect taxes.
The water district.
The water district.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Richard. Number eight, consider and take action to approve remodel project of 300 wing flooring electrical upgrades and purchase of consoles and relocated dispatch funded by inmate housing. You're up.
I believe Beth had already had given you the quotes, but I brought them, so you should have them. The first one that I'm going to get that I got in for the cable, I say cable, for TV. TV in the jail is one of my biggest babysitters. Back in the beginning, and I say beginning, when we first built the jail, we used to have control of that. We could go in and select which channels they could watch, which channels they couldn't. If I wanted to push out a video, of course back then it was a VHS tape, we could put that in there, flip the switch, and everybody had to watch what we put in there. Over the years, and changing companies and doing different things and splicing cable wires, it's become terrible service, and we have no control. I say have no control. They get the basic channel package back there, and they get probably 50 channels of the basic channels. Going to this QCTV, I've been looking for years for somebody that a company like hotels have or hospitals and stuff like that, and never could find one or find one that was I could pay for. And just by chance, one day a company sent an email out, one of those mass emails, and I happened, instead of deleting it, I read it. Got to checking out this QCTV company, and I like what they had. So I called them, had them come down and talk to me. The quote on that is $29,000. I actually thought it was going to be more than this. Can't see anymore. $29,649.29. That will redo the cable for your dispatch, the jail, and another thing I had to work in, and is that this will allow the entire building there and the new annex to have cable over, or have TV, have cable into it. We're going to put up two antennas on the tower, one for Tyler and one for Dallas, for because this is works on Dish, like Dish Network, so if the storm comes in, a big storm, you're going to lose cable or lose. So I wanted to be able, for us in dispatch, my office, fire marshal's office, to have news, so to see the approaching weather, whether it's coming from Tyler direction or Dallas direction. We're going to put up one antenna and go with one or the other, but really here we need to see what's coming from Tyler and we need to see what's coming from Dallas. And Tyler will cover sometimes what Dallas does and vice versa. So it's just the cost of paying for another antenna and putting it up and having both those services. This also gives me a couple of free channels to broadcast stuff throughout the jail or in the lobby. Another thing that we're having to do, the judge, JP's not in here, we have to start making our arraignments in the jail public. A lot of counties are trying to figure out how they're going to do that. Some of them are creating YouTube channels. I really don't want to do that because some folks, you know, when they get arrested, they're already embarrassed enough. They don't want their video going to be arraigned the next morning out on the World Wide Web forever. So what I'm thinking about doing is using one of these channels for arraignments, putting a camera up in the jail. If somebody wants to come view the arraignment, they can come and sit in the lobby, and it'll be shown over the TV in the lobby. It'll be on a closed circuit network, or won't go outside our building. And that satisfies the law of making it public that somebody can come up and watch it. So I kind of like that. A lot of jails are, everybody's thought about doing YouTube channels, and then they said, but kind of keep it private a little bit better, and not out there on the internet forever. A lot of them are going to show it inside their lobby. And this also allows me to limit the channels that the jail can watch to 25 versus the 50 or 60 that they have now. So I can limit it down just to sports channels, family channels, educational channels, and then I can also push out. I'll have a channel towards I need to put my jail rules and regulations, inmate visitation, all of any of my rules, I can push that out on that other channel that they can watch and see how to file complaints against me or whatever. They do that often. The next quote I have is from Zybex. As I say in the last court, or two courts ago, dispatch, we had to close the bathroom down inside dispatch a while back. We crippled along for a long time because they were able to go just out into the main lobby there and go to that restroom out there. I've since had to close that one down. So now, when they need to go to the restroom, they have to go all back in the back add-on, back by the Woods Hills office, or down in the south ticket on the 300 end. And that's a long ways for a dispatch to be leaving dispatch. Now, we don't leave it. I have a jailer come up and sit in there that knows how to answer 911, dispatch them out and contact EMS and stuff, but that's not their job. The other thing is the equipment in dispatch is old and antiquated, and what we call analog. I've been over the last probably 5 or 6 years, I've been putting in for small grants, upgrading our communications. It was, we used to have only one antenna and one repeater there at the jail. And if you could hit it, great. If you couldn't, you couldn't. Since then, over the last 5 or 6 years, I've gotten grants. I've got repeaters in South Franklin, North Franklin. I don't have one in South Franklin because of the tornado, but I'm in the process of getting that hooked back up. But I've got them in South Franklin, North Franklin, the sheriff's office, out on 21 on the water tower, and then also at the water district office. I put up a repeater down there. And those are all connected. Right now, I'm short the one at South Franklin due to the tornado, and that's really, I didn't realize that it caused so many problems, but south of the part of the county right now, they're having a really hard time getting out. So I'm in the process of working with the insurance company to get that put over into the bays where the trucks are kept, so at least got to get them out of the weather and get them put back up and running. So in saying that, I've updated, I have a grant that I've found out we're going to be receiving the equipment in June, which kind of is pushing up my date on this Zybex and remodeling the dispatch. But that's a $90,000 grant that we got that we don't have to spend the money on the Architects Council of Government funding. And again, they funded most of all my repeaters upgrades. And so in total, probably 400 to 500,000, I'm guessing. I haven't put a pencil to it, maybe 300 in grants that I have gotten in addition to this money. And I've spent probably about 100 to maybe 200,000 of our inmate housing money to add on to that also to do upgrades each year at different times. But anyway, long story short, and I can't do that. This will put in new furniture inside the 300 ticket. I've got to have that completely stripped out. This will go in. The only things that's not included in this is the flooring. And I've tried to get quotes on that. I don't really want to put carpet back down on the floor in there because of the chairs, it's hard on the carpet. And it's just, there's a lot of traffic, foot traffic in there, and it just gets nasty. I really want to go back to concrete floors, but I don't know when I pull up the carpet, if I'm going to be able to get the glue up. So I may have to go back with something. We talked the other day, I'm worried about the echo in there because of cinder block and concrete floors. So if I can get the flooring up, and I'd like to keep that concrete or something hard, preferably the concrete floor, I may have to get something in there and sand that glue off. But I'm going to carpet the walls halfway up.
I should say, because remember, when we first built that jail, it was floor and echo.
It echoed like crazy, yeah. And so we're going to have to put carpet in there either on the floor or on the walls. I prefer putting it on the walls and leaving the concrete floor. That way, I don't have to ever probably replace that again. And then the other thing that's not included in this is electrical. I've talked to Bradshaw a couple of times. I've seen the specs off of the Zybex and what they suggest. He hasn't got a grant back to me. So I guess in my total ask is I'm asking for the approval of both these quotes and then an additional $25,000 to pay for the flooring, the reconstruction of the dispatch, the ceiling grids, moving any air conditioning stuff around, the vents around if need be. And then electrical work. If anything goes over that, then I'll come back in here and explain to you why I went over that. And then if I do it for less, then I will. I'll make sure that all these bills get run through you all and specify what they are, that they are for the dispatch remodel.
Only question, and obviously it's on here, but I did want to make a little bit of a point here that it is under the byboard, so it's over 50,000, but I don't want to be on the byboard.
Yes.
How do you pronounce that? Zybex?
Zybex.
Zybex.
Yes, they are part of the byboard, under the government contract.
HGSC.
HGSC, yeah.
Okay, anybody any questions?
Anybody out here have any questions?
You don't.
This has been a long time coming in dispatch, especially for the consoles and radios. This will be a digital console, be ran by computer. It's also going to give me, ever since 9/11, the big thing has been communications for law enforcement, and they've been making all these wide sweeping changes, and I can't talk to anybody. Just to be honest with you, I can't talk to Hopkins County hardly. I can now, but I bought myself a new $5,500 handheld radio the other day, me and Chris. And it's called a multi-band radio, but Hopkins County's one band, Mount Pleasant's one band, Red River County, everybody's different. And so what this do, I'm gonna put enough cards in there that I can talk to everybody around me and then pretty much everybody around them. And so it's gonna open up our communications to what we haven't been able to do in a year. Before 9/11, we had three channels in our radios, our channel, inter-county, mobile inter-county base, that we called it. And you can talk to anybody in the state, and probably other states, but ever since then, I can't talk to anybody. It's aggravating, especially in the times that we're in now, just like involving communications, but hopefully this will fix a lot of things.
The total here, the total is $84,472.
Yes, sir.
And then
$25,000
for the
electric and remodel. Yeah, actual property work. And I've got a gentleman incarcerated right now that's a pretty good carpenter. I plan on using him quite a bit. And so I'm thinking, and I've done a remodel before in dispatch that we've got it now. Todd paid for it, but we've had to pay for all the remodel that time, and I think it is. I can't remember. I went back today or last week to try to find bills on that, and I couldn't find them. But we spent, I think, around $25,000 or $30,000.
So right now we're just going to approve the $84,472, right?
And an additional up to 110.
110.
And then we discussed that you're going to pay this out of.
And I'm paying for this out of inmate housing fund. It's not out of tax money. The monies that we've generated.
Considerable amount of money is out of inmate housing.
So. Yes.
She has more than enough.
But I said, Toby, I'll give you to you. Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say, Lowe's has a new manager,
mm-hmm.
and they have been very generous with Paws. I mean, they've redone our whole bathrooms over there. They've given us all sorts of things. So maybe they can, maybe they'll help you with your flooring and your carpeting.
Which Lowe's did you speak? Did you spoke to the store or the distribution center?
The store, yeah, not the distribution.
Okay. I spoke to the distribution center last week, and they're not allowed to do anything.
Okay.
And so,
did she help us with this, but Lowe's, every year you can put in a request to have a whole room to do mm-hmm. something major, and then it goes to corporate, and mm-hmm. you can be chosen to have that done. But yeah. she's very community oriented mm-hmm. and. Fortunately, she loves animals. She has lots
good.
Of them, so that's pretty
helpful. That is good. But yeah, I did talk to them last week, and they've been pretty much cut out. They can't. The only thing they can give us right now is water from the DC out here, and just like when the city was out of water here this last time, due to a water breakup by the school, I called them asking for water, and I wanted water for the entire town in case we needed it, and they said we could have a pallet, which we got, but I was looking for 4 or 5 pallets.
Uh-huh.
There's that water out there, it goes out of date, and they have to just dump it, so oftentimes they'll bring it to us when it starts to go out of date. But anyway, Yes, I've talked to him, but I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'll get his name again.
Okay. But I think the gentleman that I have in incarcerated right now, he's done a little bit of work around, built some other cabins and stuff for me. I think he'd better do that. The dispatch I have now, that equipment, the tables, the desk, it will be utilized. The jailers can be used that down there for their desk instead of having to buy desks for that office. They can use that. I might have to get a file cabinet or something, but Melissa and Jennifer have to leave some stuff. That I can use down there and that.
Color coordinated enough.
That's right. I'll surely have to paint it. But, yeah, so that's office, the jail that's utilizing 300 wing and all the records I keep down there for jail inspection stuff will be moved to 200 picket. There's going to swap places. And then the other thing I'll finish up with is I've been in contact with the COG already. We were up, or there's coming up to a chance that they may have some funding to help pay for some of this remodel. If they do, then that will lessen what I end up having to actually use at inmate housing. They're not promising anything, but they may have some. I told her I'd take anything they had. So I am looking at other avenues to find some funding, but I know I've got it now. And like I said, they pushed up my date to June, so I've got to get after it. Anything else? I'll stay with
you. I think, you know, that's the reason you have that money there, upgrading jail. I mean, that's good that's not ad valorem taxes, you know. As I kid with these other county judges, thank y'all for helping us keep our jail going.
Yeah, I think Smith County Sheriff all the time.
Yeah.
I've talked to Liberty County the other day, and I told them it'd be $100 a day. I haven't heard back from them, but I know they're paying that at other places.
Yeah.
For a month, so they're. That's actually jail commission called me for that one. The only other thing I will say on the TV, my monthly charge is going to be more. I plan on paying that either out of inmate housing or inmate commissary, but both of them will be monies that I've generated at the sheriff's office, not taxpayer money.
All right, anybody else? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved. We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, aye. So thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right.
That sounded painful.
It did. Boy, I tell you, you throw some money up front of them. It's coming out of their pocket. Right? All right. Well, I guess that's what you're supposed to think, isn't it? Number nine, record District Attorney SART biannual report 2021-2023. I probably didn't have to do this. He just has to file it, and I went ahead and put it on there just to record it from the 8th Judicial District. So I put that on there, so that's recorded. Number 10, consider and take action to approve purchase of dump truck for Precinct 1. Would you like to?
He is back. He called me this morning and said he apologized that he wasn't going to be able to make it today, but he did want to go ahead and purchase that dump truck for Precinct 1 along the 6-year warranty that you guys have purchased on the last 10 days. It'll be delivered in about 4 to 6 weeks, and he's going to pay for it in full.
All right. Got a motion for that?
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 11, update on operation Mount Vernon Animal Shelter. Doc, is that you? We'll turn it over to you.
Well, I thought the commission, since you're investing this literally, you'd like to know what's going on. And I have got some pictures. I don't know why that's doing that, but you can go back and forth on this to see what's going on. Right now, the shelter is open.
Yep.
We've taken in over 60 dogs and 15 cats. We've adopted 33 dogs and 9 cats. And Paws has talked to Preford, and Preford has agreed that they are going to put a fence up with gates in the front there. And they're going to do that at no charge. So we're going to have a gate up there. It's not going to cost anything to anybody. One of the first things that we did, we had the state come in to inspect our facility. and the state was very complimentary. They thought it was really a great facility. Of course, there's things they wanted to update. And I have to hand it over to Craig and the city. They want to do everything to make this a first-class facility. And one of the big things they wanted to do in that big area, you know, where they worked the cattle and horses before, and we had all the runs in there. Well, the concrete isn't sloped right, and the grooves are hard to fix. So they wanted to get that changed. So the first thing the city has done, they've taken all those runs and they've taken them out right now. And
that's all right.
Yeah. So after all that we put in, they took all that out right now. Then they took cameras, they went down the drains to make sure all the drains are going to be working well. They marked where they want to put linear drains. Mm-hmm. Okay, they've got marking for the linear drains. And then they've cut trenches in the concrete where the drains are going to go. And you can pass this around where everybody can look at it. And now they have poured the concrete this last week. So they're getting the concrete where everything is going to drain well. It's going to be easy to clean. I'm not sure how long they need to let that concrete cure. And then they'll be coming in and putting these runs back in. So right now, half our runs are gone. And pretty quick, they'll be putting those runs back in. And I've been real impressed with it. The city. They want to make sure that this doesn't fail. So we're kind of starting out slowly on this. We want to make sure we do everything right. And they didn't want to have an open house, put signs out until they have this project done. So as soon as this project is done, we're going to put the signs out that the shelter is officially open. We're going to have open houses for things, this kind of thing. And right now we're starting out. The goal is to have animals come in with the quality of care. We don't want to have more animals in there than the staff can handle. And they're just now getting where they're getting a volunteer sheet where volunteers can come in and help. With these animals, we're going to need a lot more volunteers. But so anyway, hopefully things are really going to get going in earnest pretty soon.
Yeah, I talked to Craig. I called him and was asking some more questions that somebody called me about. He was telling me about the cutting of concrete and drains and stuff like that, moving the runs out and everything. So yeah, they're very impressed with it. And when I went out there, I was very impressed with it. Yeah.
Oh, and also as far as the state, there are a few things we need to do to be certified where we can quarantine rabies.
Quarantine what?
Quarantine rabies animals. Yes, yes. And that out here, I think, would be yes. Very valuable to be able to do that.
Yeah. When's the last time you had to do that, Sheriff?
That's about what I have to do most of the time, but the facilities I have are available or next time. So that would be great for the city and the county.
Yeah.
To be able to have a quarantine animal up there. We'd have to ask the owner to do it, and we have to go by and check, make sure it's being done, or take it to a vet somewhere.
Right.
And so, which means going out of town and getting somebody to make that transport is harder. So it'd be great to have it locally here.
Mac, with all the, with the 60 dogs and 15 cats, pretty dispersed throughout the whole county. Is most of them come from all over throughout the whole county? Most, or is it, I don't know if y'all tried that or not.
Right now, last week I talked to Jennifer, the animal control officer, and she said they had 33 dogs and 13 cats that were lost in the city. Then they had 13 dogs, 18 puppies, and 2 cats that came from the county. So they're kind of dispersed around.
Jane, do you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that Dr. Cranmore is passing them, and that facility closing, they have donated all of their medical supplies, really? All their food, everything for dogs and cats to PAWS, and it's thousands of dollars worth of supplies for us, and so I went to her celebration of life and bought some concrete animals that they were auctioning off. Anyway, I have them up at the shelter, and I'm also going to put a plaque up there for her. She was such a supporter. In fact, you know, the day that I walked in, I took my dog there a lot. The day that I walked in and told her that I was going to try to get this shelter off of the county, she gave me $30,000 right off the bat. Wow. And she was just a fabulous cheerleader. She was my mentor. And anyway, I just wanted to tell you about the fact that they donated everything for dogs and cats to us.
You say she was who was lost that we used for quarantining our animals.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was a huge help, and it's been a huge loss to us.
Oh, I know.
Because she was a tremendous help to us, the sheriff's office. Yes. Whether it be quarantined animals or I had animals, you know, people call in animals, under malnourished animals all the time. And, you know, I'm not a horse expert or cow expert, but I need one. So she would often go out and look at those.
Yeah, she was fabulous. Fabulous.
Let me know if they needed more hay or feed or what. So losing that's been a big loss, but being able to take the only other thing I will mention with the city is we're having a little bit of issue on weekends of getting somebody out. I don't know if the city plans on or y'all are together. If they get a part-time catcher or something, but I know we have to, after hours, sometimes extended amount of time before we get somebody out. But other than that, it's all working great. It's not Jennifer's fault. It's just
right.
Manpower.
Yeah. Are you referring to the Boss facility out there on 30 on Summers Road? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because we have ridden with two different people at two different times, the end of April and the 1st of May. And they were not able to leave the dog there, and they were not taking any dog that time.
Yeah, like I said,
we're not completely fully open yet.
We're not fully open yet. Half our runs right now are down because we're working on that. And I think we're a little bit cautious as far as we want to make sure we can do a good job of taking care of the animals that we have. We expect we're going to do better. Just
that's good, but they also wanted to volunteer, and there was nowhere for them to even sign up to do that. They said, what's going on?
You are correct there. The city wanted to have, they wanted to make sure they had all the information that they were going to need on their volunteer sheets. And I talked to Jennifer last week, and they just have the volunteer sheets now. They have volunteer sheets at the shelter there. They have volunteer sheets at City Hall, and Jennifer says she has them online.
Yeah,
so online the people can volunteer. And I think this is going to help. Jennifer has a lot of hats to wear and a lot of stuff to do, and having volunteers to help is going to take a load off her, and we'll be able to do a lot more.
It was my understanding, because I had called Jennifer as well when I saw people talk about they weren't able to accept the county animals yet in the volunteers. And she had told me at that time that they had their legal department reviewing all of those forms. And so that was kind of what the holdup was. But apparently they've approved them now. And so now it's just, you know, when you set something up, you have to make sure the administrative things
I have a question for the sheriff. Are there going to be any volunteers from your bed and breakfast
to go out there and work? If I have some, yes. I don't mind them going out there and working. Right now, I'm kind of limited.
So but do you need some more crimes to be committed?
Sir?
Do you need some more crimes to be committed?
I need some more misdemeanors.
Okay.
That's what I try to use most of the time, is misdemeanors away from the facility. It's just local folks that got a little time to burn up. But yes, when available, we get them out there. They, They would prefer to be out there, I promise you.
I'm sure.
Watch your TV, I got it.
Since Benny's been out to the shelter, we have stencil paws on the... Your guys did those paw pumps. It was the cutest thing. They had more fun doing that.
Yeah, they enjoyed going out there.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, yes, when I have folks available, I wouldn't mind going out there every day if they were out there cleaning.
Can you have a retired police officer? You have to have one there, do you not?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you don't?
That used to be what we thought, is that someone had to have a certified jailer there.
Right.
Only time I have to have a certified jailer is whenever the ones that are doing the rounds in the jail and doing the checks, so I have to do in-house in the facility there.
Okay.
Outside of the facility, it's kind of my career.
Okay.
And so if I let somebody out and they take off, I get the one who gets crucified. But that's why I try to use non-violent, non-assaulting persons out away from the facility.
Uh-huh.
But all I'm required to do is have a responsible person watching them.
Perfect.
And I'll have to question you on your responsibility.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you go with your sign in there at the sheriff's office?
Good sign.
The one out front, by the road.
Good job.
Okay.
It's covered in the tarp.
It was covered with a tarp, if you know, just don't know who it is. Really,
well, I've got some, as I said, I've got some pretty good workers in there right now. I think
so they're working in.
They're making some good
work. I just knew I would have had a part of
the letters fall off. Yeah. They've been there since that place has been built.
Not in the
number? They're driving last week. I
said that fall apart.
You're all right. Did anybody get embarrassed over this?
I don't really want to stay in the nice place.
That's right.
Let's move on to number 12, presentation about investment.
You must be Dave.
Yes, sir. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
You had me the last one.
I know.
They're all that mess just to get to us.
Your Honor, Commissioners, thank you so much for having me this morning. Special thank you to Paris as well. Her and I have been in talks for almost a year now. We finally got to connect in person last month during the County Treasurer's Conference. My name is David Schechtman, and I work with Hilltop Securities. We are a full-service municipal investment bank. We've been helping communities around Texas for almost 75 years now. Today in particular, I want to talk to you guys about local government investment pools. For those of y'all that aren't familiar, so every single state in the United States, they offer these pools to their local governments. Techstar and Logic are ours. Three main things to note in order of importance that all pools share. So essentially, it's a high yield savings account that is only and specifically created for governmental entities. Only cities, counties, and school districts can use these pools. First is preservation of capital. These are public funds. Not a penny of principal can ever be lost. Not a penny of principal has been lost. JP Morgan is actually the money manager for the pool. Hilltop does the operations and the marketing. It's AAAM rated, which is the highest rating S&P can offer credit-wise to a pool. It is actually backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Techstar, for example, only holds U.S. treasuries and agencies in it. So the risk tolerance is exactly the same as you'd get at your local bank. One other thing to note there is that it's 100% liquid as well. Same day liquidity, as long as we get your order to put money in, take money out before 4 o'clock central, you'll get those funds same day. It is Public Funds Investment Act of Texas, not only approved, but recommended. The PFIA is the Bible for all public entities when it comes to what to do with their funds. And third is the rate. It typically tends to be significantly higher than what most local banks or banks are paying, especially if the entity isn't using a pool. So currently, Logic is at 4.45%, and Techstar is at 4.35%. There's no minimum balances, there's no funding requirements, you guys don't have to lock up your money at all. Again, this is specifically created for y'all. Lastly, I want to end with a couple entities that have been longstanding clients of ours that you guys might be familiar with that could be easily warm referrals. Matter of fact, in Franklin County, if I'm not incorrect, every single governmental entity utilizes us except the county themselves. So the city of Mount Vernon ISD, Franklin Water District, Cypress Springs SUD, and then in terms of the counties themselves, my territory specifically is East Texas, and everything from Dallas all the way up to Cass, 80% of those counties utilize us. So Grayson, Bowie, Cass, Smith, Harrison, Gregg, Hunt. Again, this is specifically created for y'all. Any funds can be placed into it, whether it's reserve funds, whether it's bond funds, operating funds, anything y'all desire, and at any point y'all desire, it can be used now or in the future. So, love to answer any questions you guys have.
Well, we are using it.
We did it one time. Yeah, seven. Before, but since Martin, when Martin left, they did away with it.
They did, okay. I second we did it one time. So.
It's really a good thing.
Can I explain the liquidity? It's about 4 p.m.
Yes, so.
If we called that morning, like we needed money for Pyro, we could call that morning and have it moved across and it wouldn't be an issue.
Correct. And the biggest difference I would say, other than our customer service, so we have a very tight-knit team. Whenever whoever would be doing the money movement, we have Ruby and Daisy in our operations team. So it's not a call center, you're not calling somewhere in China. You're going to be dealing with either Ruby or Daisy. So they'll know exactly how you guys like to work. Y'all will know them. And most of the other pools that we compete with, what they do is they wait till they receive a large influx of wire requests, then they batch those wires. You'll have your money with us by the hour. So instead of, if you make a request at 9 a.m., instead of waiting to potentially 3 o'clock to get that, you'll get that by 10 a.m.
Is it phone call or online?
Whatever you prefer.
Okay.
Yep. And it's
super. I knew it used to be phone call prior to 2010, and I felt sure that you guys could move forward online.
We want to make it as user-friendly as possible for you. Not only can you just two-click see all the reports, you know, let's say we open a Techstar account. Well, at that point, you can create 50, 40, however many sub accounts as you want, title it anything you want. You know, a good example I like to bring up the city of ARC. When I, if y'all are familiar, they're so small, they have a population of 180 people. Well, when I approached them last year, they were getting 0.2% on their money when the Fed funds rate was 5.5, which is what Techstar attempts to track, right? But they were so small that no one's ever talked to them about this. And it's the first time essentially now that they're seeing interest. But why I bring that up is because they opened an account and they, you know, they opened one for the library and they opened one for the fire department. So, you know, the word, not to be cliche, but the world really is y'all's oyster with how y'all want to utilize it.
Anybody else? Any questions?
I'm a fan. I've always been a
fan. Thank you.
It's safe.
It is safe.
All right.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Bob, you want to update on anything? I saw you back there with the thing down. So.
Just a little bit. Last time, we do have gas up to the building now. Got the bore made, it got run up, and we've got it up to the meter. Now we're waiting on center points, actual crew, center point people now to the meter. The bore was the same people that did out here by the generator. I think they got that line up there about Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, last week, something like that. So we should get that pressurized in the building. I tried to call them this morning before I came up here and couldn't get through anybody. So, but that's really about the only thing in the building. Everybody's been moved in. A few little bugs and things we got. I think just about all of them worked out now. Communications are going great. Computers, everything that way. Don't know of anything else that we need to do on that at all. We did have one problem a little over a week ago, about 10 days ago now, was the sewer going into the lift station, the line broke. We did a temporary repair on it just to get it up and working so they could use it that day. I've got a permanent solution here that just take a look at, see if that's what y'all want to do, or there's other options if we need to do it. But basically, we dig it back about 40 feet and the 2-inch PVC, put a steel sleeve over that, and put it back down the ground, and then cover it with gravel,
and then pack it back in the dirt. Then we can either put asphalt over the concrete, whichever that one be.
Probably need to wait till it dries a little more.
They're on the north side. I'm surprised how wet it still is. Just this last little rain, you'll actually make tracks just walking back there right now. I know we got a little bit of rain, not that much, but it's just, and the ground underneath it is mushy.
We're going to dig it back out and redo it with something.
With something eventually. I don't know the real answer for that. It's just going to have to dry.
About July, August, going to be real.
July, August, you still can go out there when you start messing with it, it's going to really start.
Because
we dug a trench the other day and it sat there for 24 hours and there wasn't a cup of water at the bottom of it. So the ground's not wet. Mm-hmm. It's just the mud or whatever the soil is.
Underneath.
If it would ever dry out.
That's why they got 4 feet under that building. Mm-hmm. And the administration building, we got 6 feet under it. So, and it's just rotten dirt. And it's when they dug where the overpass is, that all the dirt they dug out there, they just pushed over there. It's got trees, it's got everything, a little bit of everything in it. And they just leveled it out, of course. It's been sitting there for 50, 60 years, but it's still rotten dirt.
100 years,
probably. Probably 100 years. I'm on that. Anyway, if we want to do this, I've got a little sketch here for you if you want to look at it. But basically, in essence, what it is putting in a steel sleeve and then putting that asphalt concrete up there. Plumbing costs about $6,000, and then the rest of it we do with the county and use county labor materials, stuff like that for rock and gravel. You want to do asphalt concrete.
Okay.
All right.
Past
that, as far as I know, everything's going good with the building. I haven't heard any complaints. Everything's going good.
Really? What's the odds of getting Lester back out to get the concrete or paint over the concrete?
I'm sorry.
By getting the concrete, Lester, didn't he do the sidewalk?
Yes. Matter of fact, I talked to Oscar Thursday or Friday, and he said just let him know. Oscar was the sub that Lester did. He used that for. He said just let him know, he come out and set that up and probably get it done and course it and formed up and put the red bar.
No, I'm talking about getting the paint off the buildings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the paint they splattered on the walls. They poured the sidewalks and there's paint or concrete all over the building.
Oh, concrete. I'm sorry, I thought I said paint.
No, it needs to be painted over or scrubbed over.
It'll have to be scrubbed off. It's basically we'll just use a little get a rag cast and just wash it off. And I have not talked to you about that.
I hadn't heard that. I've seen it up on my house. It's all around the whole building, windows, walls.
Toby and I looked at it, what was it, last Thursday or Friday, whenever y'all were out there. But it's right there when you walk out the west side, it's where you really notice it around that area. That's when they poured the concrete right against it, basically.
They should have covered it in plastic.
Yeah, they should.
On the beds around the foundations, so they all let the water kind of went down and hit the
mixers. Well,
they'll all hold water for a while. It will not go into the building, obviously, because the concrete is like 4 inches lower than the building. So they'll hold water in the rock and then it just breaks down.
Okay.
The concrete is 4 inches lower than the slab inside the building, so there's no way water can get in. But they do feel like we have the downspouts coming into it, so they feel like they do their own line. Same thing with the two islands.
We did turn off the sprinkler, so they don't sprinkle the
problem. They're on a control setting. I don't know what the setting is. They weren't going to be going, I think, every afternoon or night. They don't spray during the day.
We turn them off.
They're turned off
for a while. But
we don't leave them on.
No, but we turned them off 2 weeks ago whenever we went out there.
The
water
just
came
out.
Yes.
So, if we ever get a dry spell, then we turn them back on.
I'll just back to turn them off. Because I can hold your water. And Scott, the gutter person that you contacted still has not shown up. He needs to get this fixed.
What's that? Oh, the gutter, because one of them pulled off, and I got looking when I went around there. I put it back up there. Well, you can't get it all the way. They had taken it, steel band, and put it around it and tied it up on the side instead of pushing it up. And I couldn't get it up there, so I called the guy. Then he said, yeah, he'd take care of it. It's in shape.
All right, that's Trey Norris.
I think that's right.
It's Cowboy Steel, Trey Norris.
Yes.
They were served for Holly.
And they subcontracted, apparently, and we were, didn't do it. Yeah, I called her. He was real nice. And I tightened that one back up. I put the band back right in my pack. But anyway, I got to look at them every morning. There's holes in the receptor and the outside, but they're basically the same size, and you could slip it up or you could put.
I got
screwed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you look at it,
so they're same size, one on the side.
Yes. Yeah, they were the same size. Mm-hmm.
And what we did, those were the downspouts, they were there. They were cut into, well, they were just stock lengths 20 foot. And then we cut them and put the offsets in. So we're talking about where that band mm-hmm. is. You're right, it's the same piece of pipe, so yes. It can't slide inside.
Yes. Yeah. There's no fixing that.
No, it just has to have that band.
Okay. All right, anybody else got anything? Thank you. Wow, appreciate you. Anybody else got anything? We have, just to let you know, we have a workshop today, our hot tax. You probably came for hot tax, didn't you? 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
I think I may have told somebody 9 o'clock, but I can't remember. I saw you back next to the mail and that's right. Yeah. So we have a meeting at 2 to open the hot tax to award those today, or talk about them on the board. We're going to review the hot funding request today. And then tonight at 6:45, we're meeting with the city to talk to them about the fire department. And whatever else we need to, if we're going to talk about policy or whatever, kind of do a workshop with them tonight. The reason we did that, I'm going to be able to look them eye to eye, and there's no question later on, well, I heard this and I heard that. So, and we just got to need to go over the best way for us to work with fire departments. So that's what we need to do there.
Is that open to the public?
Do what?
6:45 is open to the public?
Yeah.
It's going to be in City Hall?
City Hall. Yeah, we're just going to meet them over there. Rescheduling Commissioner's Court for the 26th. That's a holiday. That day was a Memorial Day. So we'll meet Tuesday the 27th. So we're moving to that day, holiday. Anything else anybody think of? Any go on discussion items? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Make the motion to adjourn.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Tell me they were used to.
That's what they do.
I say.
All right, all favor say aye.
Hey, guys. These are little thank you gifts for trusting us with your thoughts. Just not really have some opportunity.